Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY22 earnings conference call of Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals Q3 and nine-month FY22 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Gaurav Mathur, Managing Director, Mr. Abhay Baijal, CFO, Mr. Rajveer Singh, Vice President, Legal and Company Secretary, Mr. Anuj Jain, Assistant Vice President, Finance, and Mr. Ashish Srivastava, Assistant Vice President, Marketing. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some statements made or discussed on the conference call today may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces. Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals does not undertake to update them. The statement in this regard is available for reference in the presentation. We will begin the call with opening remarks from Mr. Mathur. I would now like to invite Mr. Mathur to share his views. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Good day and a very warm welcome to all of you participating on this call. As we see the COVID scenario continues to improve, and we hope that you and your families are all safe. Thankfully, this wave has been a much milder version compared to the past. The last quarter was challenging in terms of huge upswing in prices of fertilizers in the international market, which led to changes in trade flows and supply constraints. This has adversely impacted sales volumes of DAP and MOP fertilizers, and the margins on DAP were also impacted due to this reason. On the other hand, our new territories in West and South of India have enabled us to achieve better sales volumes in NPK fertilizers. The performance of crop protection chemicals and specialty nutrients has also been very encouraging as we have been focusing on it, like I've mentioned in our past calls. The Government of India has supported the industry by revising the subsidy during the last quarter, but overall imports remain low. The supply constraints have impacted the overall stocks of NPK fertilizers in the country, which were very low at the end of the last quarter. The overall demand of these fertilizers in other markets is seen to be tapering off a little, leading to better availability of these fertilizers in the international market. As you know, we have announced implementation of technical ammonium nitrate project at an estimated cost of 1,170 crores. We have excess ammonia available at our Gadeban facility. This is a technical excess ammonia, which will be sufficient for manufacture of the full capacity of ammonium nitrate that we are planned to put in place. Considering the time taken mainly in statutory approvals, the project is estimated to be completed within 36 months. The project will enable to do value addition to the ammonia we are selling in the market, hence better margins will be available. The gap between domestic supplies and demand and infrastructure limitations continues to pose a challenge to imports, and we are very excited about the potential of this project, even bearing in mind other proposed capacities by players in the market. The financial performance has already been explained in the presentation we have shared with the stock exchanges, hence I'm not mentioning all the numbers. I'm sure you've had a look at those. Considering the 9 months performance, the board of directors declared an interim dividend of ₹450 per equity share of the company and ₹4.50 per equity share of the company. With that, we would be happy to now take your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star then one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask questions, please press star then one. The first question is from the line of Pratik Tholiya from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand a little more on this project. Firstly, you know, since we have a very strong hold in the agri space.
It is not clear. I think some noise in the background, if you can.
Okay. Sir, is it better now? Hello?
Some noise in the background, actually.
Sir, just a second. Yes, is it better now?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Just wanted to understand, you know, why have we chosen to get into chemicals in the first place, since we already have a very strong hold in the agri space. Why did not we choose to get into, say, something like a DAP or complex fertilizer or even agrochemical technical manufacturing versus, you know, chemicals? That's my first question.
Okay. Thanks, Pratik. You know, when we look at, we generate excess ammonia because of technical reasons in the plant. We have been selling this excess ammonia. However, we were evaluating, as I've mentioned in my previous investor calls also, we've been evaluating options to better monetize this excess ammonia and looking for value-added products. Towards that, we had evaluated various opportunities and come to the conclusion that ammonium nitrate, technical ammonium nitrate, would be the best option. As regards why not DAP and complex fertilizers, we keep evaluating that, and at this point in time, we believe that our import and trading model is most appropriate. That does not necessarily mean that we will not continue to evaluate that going forward.
Sure. Sir, just on this ammonia bit, we wanted to understand how are we, you know, generating excess ammonia, and are we able to use this excess ammonia for chemical business? Because I think the gas that we get is the pool gas, which, you know, is meant only for fertilizers. So how are we, you know, going to source ammonia for the plant?
Yeah. I guess you've got. Essentially, the generation of this ammonia happens because of the inherent design of the plant, and that is why it's called technical ammonia. In terms of the gas and pool gas, et cetera, those are all part of the government's policy, and we have taken that into consideration while we have decided to put up this ammonium nitrate plant. We believe that whatever be the policy, we shall still, this still makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So what sort of IRR are you looking at from this plant? And on the cost basis also, because, you know, if you see, we are at the west part of the country, and most of the mining activities happens in the central and east. So most of the, you know, end users prefer buying from China because imports are much cheaper. So because, you know, logistically speaking, it is more, it might just end up being a little more costly to transport from Rajasthan to the East Coast. So what is the cost dynamic, and how is the IRR going to be in this project?
Pratik, I can't share with you the specific IRR number, but suffice it to say that when we look at new projects, we keep in mind the investment that we made in Gadepan III, and that our IRR on returns are commensurate and benchmarked to that. So it's a decent number, which is why we decided to go ahead with it. As regards your question about the market and its availability and imports from China, there are two points I would like to make. We have looked at the markets and done an extensive exercise to understand where the market is, where the higher growth will happen, and we believe that we will have a very competitive cost to serve the market that we would like to access. I think we must bear in mind that this ammonium nitrate demand is growing at a very healthy CAGR, which we've mentioned in our investor presentation also, of 5 to 6%. So that is definitely creating a lot of demand, and we believe that we will be able to service that in the markets. And if you will look at the geography, I'm sure you can see where other plants are located. You will see that our Gadepan location is by no means adverse. It is a very good location. As regards imports is a very, very challenging situation. After the ammonium nitrate rules of 2012 and then recently the blast which happened at Beirut port, it's a very, very challenging situation on imports. And we've referred it to in our investor presentation also. There are very strict safety requirements. Permission is only available to users and not to any traders. And there are port limitations. So as of now, only Vizag port is authorized to import ammonium nitrate. So all of these put together give us good confidence that we will be competitive suppliers, as well as we will also be able to do import substitution to a good extent.
Sure. So that's very helpful. I'll get back in the queue. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from FIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon. Thanks again for your time. I had two questions. The first one was on the technical ammonium nitrate project. So given that, you know, there are a couple of new capacities coming up in India, in the next 2 or 3 years, would it be possible for these new capacities to successfully replace the, you know, very large imports which happened because of the reasons that you already stated? So do you think there's a reasonably good chance that imports probably go close to zero once India has enough domestic production of TAN?
Yeah, Madhav, as I mentioned in response to the earlier question, there is, you know, imports is not very high. Even now with lower capacities, the imports is not very high. That's one. Second, there's a huge challenge on imports. Third, as I mentioned, that this ammonium nitrate growth is seen to be in the 5 to 6% range. So the current market size is approximately 1 million tons. So with a 6% growth, you can say every 3 years, about 200,000 tons of demand is coming into play. So I think that probably gives you a good sense of demand, supply, imports situation and why we feel confident that this is a good project to go ahead with.
Understood. And the second question was, your DAP volumes, and not just for us, for the industry as a whole, has been quite weak this year because of, and then there's been a big inventory destocking also, which has played out. So as we head into FY23, is it only just logical to expect that volume growth should be really strong if the global sort of supply constraints ease, just led by inventory sort of getting replenished in the channel?
Yeah, so Madhav, this year, like you rightly said, the DAP volumes for the entire country have been substantially lower. And even as we had begun this year, the opening inventories at April 21 were also quite low compared to previous years. So right now, the channel in India is almost empty. That's one. Second is, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we see a slight tapering of demand already starting to happen in other key markets outside India. And therefore, we expect that the DAP requirement and availability both will be better in the coming year.
Understood. All right. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference call, please limit your questions to two per participant. For any further questions, you may come back for a follow-up. The next question is from the line of Trilo from ABSLI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just, you know, want to check beyond this project that you already announced, you know, what sort of investments are we in envisaging and how much time do we expect, you know, will you guys, you know, share with us?
Hi, Trilo. Good afternoon. See, like I mentioned in our previous calls, we are looking at various opportunities and this is the first one that we have zeroed into. As we see more opportunities coming to a fruition, we will then make those announcements. We, as you can see, have a very strong balance sheet and therefore as we go ahead, we will bring in more projects. At this point in time, I think it would be inappropriate for me to share things which are work in progress.
No, we appreciate, sir, you know, that. But, you know, just wanted to get some, you know, so you last time also you had, you know, alluded to by the end of, you know, so any timeline would be appreciable because, you know, I agree, you know, at any given point in time, you will be obviously evaluating multiple opportunities. But, you know, we thought if you can get some timelines, that'll be helpful because, yeah, that's the only, you know, request. And also, you know, in with regards to the first question, you know, one of the participants asked about the IRR. What sort of, you know, pricing are you guys considering for, you know, ammonium nitrate? If that'll be helpful. If you can just share some figure on that, that'll be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, so look, I think to share the pricing that we have considered is probably not appropriate on an investor call. These are all, you know, competitive aspects. One second, we are still 3 years out, but what we have done is we've done a thorough due diligence to understand the dynamics of this market and what would be the cost to serve for us, what would be the potential cost to serve for competition. The fact that we have one of the lowest cost ammonia, which is the primary raw material available. So therefore we are, you know, pricing is in the context of margin. So we are quite confident that we will be able to make at least the same, if not better margins than the industry as a whole.
Sure. Got it. You know, lastly, if you could just comment on the timeline, that'll be helpful. That's the last question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Chitroda from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is about on the TAN business itself. So first of all, sir, I just want to understand, you know, as you highlighted in the previous participant answer, what would be the market size for, you know, TAN here in India? Because as I understand, one of the competitors, they claim almost about kind of a 40-45% kind of a market share. So if I understand correctly, you know, the domestic market size could be around, you know, 1.5 million ton or so. So I think the expansion which they have announced of around 0.2 million ton, do you think that can be easily absorbed and, you know, can be, you know, we can have a good kind of a market share going forward?
Yeah, thank you, Deepak. So the market size of TAN currently is approximately 1 million tons. It's growing at 5-6% per annum. So every 3 years, you add approximately 200,000 tons. We are putting up a plant of 220,000 tons. So you can estimate that and it takes 3 years for a plant to come up. So by that time, the market would have grown by another 200,000 tons, right? We believe that in spite of the strong player having a market share, there is sufficient opportunity for us. And as I mentioned, we would have a cost competitive product because of the ammonia available and our location.
Okay. And just in addition to the same question, Last time you mentioned that we had additional or excess ammonia of roughly around 60,000-70,000 tons per year. But as I understand, I think 0.2 million ton of capacity for 10, probably we might need around 90,000 tons. So do you think, the technical ammonia which we'll be having could be reached to that level, probably once our 10 plant is ready?
That's right. We have, that's a very good technical question, Deepak, and you've spotted the number we said last time and this time, so kudos to you. And we have looked at it. So we have certain small modifications that can be done, by which we will be able to easily meet the total requirement of ammonia going forward.
Okay, and just to add to that, as you said, we need almost about 0.9 million ton of 90,000 tons of ammonia. So are we planning to add any further capacity after that? Because after that, and probably we need to have additional ammonia. Probably then we need to buy it from the market, just like one of the competitors is doing.
I think let's first put up this plant and then we will keep assessing it. We will keep assessing it, but we will consume what we have and then we will see what's the situation at that point in time. There are so many moving parts, and we will reassess the situation as we move along.
Okay, so just to add on that as well, in terms of the pricing side, sir, so I understand there is a wide gap between international prices and the domestic prices. So how the pricing mechanism work in the tank business? It is basically based on the individual customer-to-customer pieces?
Yeah, see, the pricing mechanism will work on the landed cost to the customer, right? So whether it's import, whether it is from us, whether it is from competition, ultimately it will depend on who can supply it at the best possible price. And that's why I come back. We've looked at international prices. We've looked at, what kind of cost to serve exists for various players. And we believe we can price and get the margin which is appropriate to give us a decent return.
Sure, sir. And my second question is on the fertilizer business. So, first of all, if you can give the breakup for, the urea for Gadepan 1 and 2 and for 3, the urea sales volume.
Manoj, can you break up of Gadepan 1 and 2 for urea sales volume? One second. Maybe I'll ask Anuj to take that number out.
Sure. So in the meanwhile, if I can ask as you mentioned about the incremental cost which has increased since October, since the subsidy has been given by the government. But what is your sense, is the government is planning to give additional subsidy? Probably they might announce, tomorrow or so. So what is your sense in that side?
See, the government, as we have also indicated in our presentation, the government in the last, till now, from April to now, has twice increased the subsidy. The entire industry, in its interaction with the Department of Fertilizer, believes that the government is seized of the fact that they will need to manage the subsidy and manage, and therefore its subsequent impact on the MRP of the product to the farmers, right? So like they have shown, we believe the government is flexible to look at the international procurement price and accordingly provide the subsidy, so the industry is in making a reasonable margin.
Okay, so do you think that it can be possible, it depends on how the cost has been calculated by them.
That's right, because I think the government is fully cognizant of the fact that no industry will either produce or import, no company will either produce or import if it's not going to make some reasonable profit, right? So the government, like they've shown this year, will probably act accordingly.
Sure, sir. Sure. And lastly, if you can just share that one.
Once they announce, once the subsidy announcement happens, only then we will come to know.
Sure, sir. Sure. If you can please lastly just share the volume of this new year.
Yeah. So Anuj, just share the volume.
G1, G2, this quarter we have 5.6 lakh ton, and G3 it is 3.39 lakh ton.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Gupta from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, and congratulations on such a strong set of numbers. Sir, sorry, but on TAN only, that I just wanted to get some more sense. As the entire advantage is more on the ammonia cost of production and in the manufacturing of that with the efficient costing, which we have. Why not we have contemplated on only selling as ammonia in open market, and there are increasing use of ammonia which is coming in the country because not many players is putting ammonia plant. And rather than getting into TAN, and also second, that we don't have any expertise in manufacturing of acids, like nitric acid and all. And even at TAN itself, in terms of customers' profile, and it's a quite regulatory product, as you already mentioned. Even the customer acceptance may take some more time apart from putting a plant. So we are probably getting into that business where the customer acceptance and all those things will be pretty may have a long gestation period. So just wanted to understand, sir, I mean, the logic of almost 1,100 crore rupees being put in a TAN plant, and if we wanted to get only in the some chemicals, have we evaluated any more chemicals, or it's just only because of the ammonia where we just putting a TAN plant?
Okay. Thanks, Rohan. You've asked three questions. So first of all, we currently sell ammonia, right? We currently already generate excess ammonia due to technical reasons, and we sell it. When we convert it to ammonium nitrate, we are adding value. Therefore, the margin that we will get is far more than selling ammonia. Okay? So that's the rationale. We evaluated various other options where this ammonia could be used, and ammonium nitrate is the best option. Yeah, so I'll just restart from Rohan's first question. So we do sell technical ammonia, technical excess ammonia currently, and the rationale for converting it into ammonium nitrate is that that will give value addition and therefore better margins. We did look at other chemicals starting from ammonia, and this was the one that made the most sense. In terms of manufacturing expertise, etc., look, we operate very, very complex ammonia and urea plants, and compared to that, a weak nitric acid plant and an ammonium nitrate plant is very, very simple, and we do not, we have full confidence that there is no issue. Also, we will be putting up plants with the latest technology, automation, etc. So these are all sort of computer-controlled, highly automated plants, and we are very confident of being able to operate them. In terms of customer profile, look, we are, as I said, going for the best global technology available. So the product that we will get is very, very sure. I'm very sure that it will be great product. And I must add that I began my career with the explosives business of ICI, which is now called AkzoNobel, quite three decades ago. So I personally have a fair understanding of ammonium nitrate, its usages, etc., and I'm confident that we will be able to access the customers for this.
Okay. So that's helpful. Sir, second question is that definitely we were also contemplating other investments opportunities within fertilizers also with the putting even a backward plant for probably phosphoric acid. Just some more light on that, this is only 1,100 crore kind of CapEx which we have announced, while our cash flow generation still remains very solid with the debt. So on those plans, and you are still on, and over next 2 years, do you see that we are going to see some more investment in a backward integration as far as the phosphoric acid and all are concerned, or we are contemplating more investments toward non-fertilizer business like chemicals?
So our focus remains the fertilizer business, right? And as regards specific questions on phosphoric acid, etc., we are evaluating it, though I must say that putting up a phosphoric acid plant in India is a very, very challenging, difficult situation because of various reasons, both in terms of the financial as well as the environmental aspects of phosphoric acid, right? So that's not necessarily something which is on the top of our priority, but there could be other things in the fertilizer business that we could be looking to invest into.
So probably that we are also contemplating more chemicals and more projects towards that if probably fertilizer is and putting a process plant in India is not working in a current scenario. So can we expect that the internal, I mean the cash flow generation over the next couple of years can go more towards the chemicals?
At this point of time, we have we are not looking at any other chemicals.
Okay. That's it, sir. Sir, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, how much of the TAN market is currently served by imports?
Approximately 25%. That's the average over the last 3 years. The average over the last 3 years, approximately 25%.
Okay. And how much could be the realization per unit for TAN and weak nitric acid currently for the domestic market?
Look, Prashant, that's, current number is not necessarily the right index because currently, as you know, the price of gas, the price of ammonia. So, for example, the price of ammonia internationally and what is imported into India is about 2.5 to 3 times what it has been in the past, right? So when we have looked at our financials, we have not based it on just this year's current number. We have looked at it over the last 3 years and understood and then taken a margin which is more sensible. The margins may be very high currently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, right? Because of the high price and high selling price. Right. So that's not what we've taken. And I can't share with you the exact number, the margin that we have taken into consideration. But what I can share is that we have benchmarked it. We have looked at the cost to serve, what we expect from other players in the market and taken that into consideration.
If I can put it the other way, how much could be the asset turns, if you can share some color on that?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
The asset turns from the investment that we are putting in.
The asset turn.
Are you saying revenue to asset turn?
Yes.
So we expect it in the range of maybe 50 to 60% of the investment.
Okay, and the returns should be in line with the existing business margin for us or should be better than that?
Like I mentioned at the start, when we look at the returns, we are sort of benchmarking it to the kind of returns we are getting on the Gadepan 3 plant. So it's in the good teens, let us say.
Okay. And lastly, sir, what is the gas price for Q3?
Gas price for Q3? One second.
The gas price for Q3 is $16.47.
About $16.50. Per MMBTU. At NCV basis.
Thank you, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Abhijit Akela from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. First of all, just to clarify on the gas question that you just answered, this 16.5 is only on the imported gas, is it? Or this is the blended, pool gas cost for us?
This is pool gas price.
Okay. And so this is what is going into our, urea production and then it's being subsidized by the government. That's how it is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. And so just wanted to ask one about the non-urea business. Outlook we could share for the upcoming years of fiscal 23. So I know you mentioned that availability should gradually improve as prices correct worldwide. But can we expect fiscal 23 to be a more normal year in terms of volumes and margins for the non-urea business relative to what we've the pressure that we've seen so far this year?
Abhijit, that's a very difficult question to answer, because what has happened is this year has proven everybody in the fertilizer industry to be wrong. Nobody expected the international market to climb the way, and the demand to climb the way it has climbed, and the prices to climb the way they have climbed. This has happened after almost 10 years. Now, coming back to your question, there is, a slight reduction in demand that we see in the international market, one, and therefore that should start to impact the prices at some point of time in the coming months. Now, a lot of it also depends on how soon China enters the market again. In this last quarter, as you all probably know, China had stopped exports all over, not just to India. And therefore, but they have restarted now to some extent. And we normally China comes back into the market around April, May time. As of now, the indications are that by the time we come to those months, probably China will be back into the market. So if that happens, international demand slightly tapers off. We would then expect the prices also to slightly start coming down. And then on the demand side, the demand, as we know, remains of the order of 10 million tons. The government of India is very keen to ensure that there is sufficient stock of DAP, NPK available at the start of the Kharif season. So if we put all of these things together, we should expect that in terms of volume, 22-23 should be closer to normal than what has happened this year.
Thank you, sir. That's really helpful. One last question on the TAN business itself. Can we expect full capacity utilization within the first year of commissioning? That was one. Just to ask about the nitric acid capacity that's being set up there. If I'm not mistaken, it's 1.8 lakh tons per year. Is that entirely intended for captive use for TAN, or will anything be sold outside? And one last thing is the cool gas cost that you just mentioned, the $16.5, will it be the same kind of costing that we'll use for the TAN business also, for the ammonia that's being produced there?
Yeah. So in terms of the capacity utilization, we strongly believe that the plants will be able to operate at full capacity very soon after startup. Like I said, these are not very complicated plants compared to the ammonia and urea plants that we operate. So we have a strong technical base. So in terms of plant operations, we will be able to operate them fully. For our for the purpose of our financials, we have to be prudent, we've not considered that we will sell 100% of our capacity in our first year. So I'm sure, like you guys would well understand, like any other prudent management team, we've also taken that we'll be less than 100%, and then we'll ramp it up in a couple of years to 100%. That's the, I think, the first question. In terms of nitric acid, out of the 1.8 lakh tons, the majority would be used in the ammonium nitrate process, but we will have some surplus available, and we will look at what other options are available to utilize that surplus. The third part is the gas cost. So the gas cost, we have currently considered the policy that exists. And under that policy, there are certain different ways of the government, considering how you use that ammonia. So we have taken that into consideration and built it into our financial calculations.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all the clarification, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Abhijit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tarang from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. A couple of questions from my side. One, what's happening on getting an approval for extra urea production from your GP capacity?
So, we are yet to receive the formal approval. However, given the very high price of urea in the international market, we are hopeful that the government will look at the much lower cost that we will produce the extra urea at from Gadepan 3 and give us the approval. Those are the indications we have received, but we await the formal approval.
Okay, and what kind of utilizations can you probably run your plant once you get these approvals?
Full utilization.
Okay, but I guess you all were already 13.3 lakh tons, right? That's how much the GP plant is at. And currently it's being run at 1270. So about 60,000 tons of extra urea. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, so Tarang, we don't necessarily run the plant at a lower rate. We run the plant at the right rate so that we get the best efficiency of operation. And then till the time, so for example, last year, since we did not have approval for extra production, once we reached 12.7 lakh tons, which is what was allowed as per the policy, we stopped the plant. And so this year, we will once we reach that, we will continue to operate, as we get the permission from the government.
Okay, got it. And the second question on the TAN project, how do we see you funding this project? I mean, can we see you taking a decent amount of debt on your books for this one?
I'll let Abhay answer this question.
No, we have currently not really decided. It is just an option to either have it 1:1 or whatever. But you know that our cash flows are quite adequate to cover such an investment in the time frame that we are talking about. But this is a call we will take because if there are other investment options opening out, as Mr. Mathur has said, we will balance the needs according to what we need for this and for others and so on, and then decide.
Got it. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet Age Security. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. So I have just two questions. One is on the DAP margins. How much percentage were they lower in Q3 compared to the best that we achieved?
That's a very difficult question and not something which we can answer on the investor call. But it was considerably lower because of the overall situation, you know. So it's considerably lower, yeah.
Okay. And sir, what's the subsidy per ton currently in DAP?
The current subsidy per ton is 33,000 rupees a ton.
The way the current imported prices are, do you think there is a need for a further upward revision in subsidy?
Absolutely. So, okay. You know, the current prices are upwards of $900 a ton. And
okay.
I think all the calculations are available. These are transparent ways. So the government has all the calculations. So they understand the situation. And as I mentioned earlier, they have indicated to the fertilizer industry that they will definitely take into consideration the existing international prices when they are formulating the subsidies for next year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, Falguni.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from HG Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Do you envisage some situation in which, you know, there is actually a shortage of fertilizers in India and, you know, there is some kind of, you know, farmer agitation or some kind of unrest, which you know actually makes the government show its hand and have some kind of liberalization in the this whole subsidy kind of situation, and which can actually make people raise production in India, because apart from ourselves, nobody has actually raised fertilizer production significantly over the last almost two decades.
So, Faisal, I mean, I can't answer about the overall how the government will respond. What we can see is that, look at it this year, I'll answer your question in two parts. If you look at it this year also, where it was a very, very significant challenge for the country as a whole, given what's happening in the international market, right? The demand of DAP, NPK, etc., in Brazil and USA just shot through the roof in an unprecedented manner in a very short span of time. And the government and the industry worked together very closely. You know, there were maybe two meetings a month happening to tide over the situation. So both the government and the industry is very much aligned that we cannot have a shortage of fertilizer in the country. Right, it's a matter of food security for India. It's a matter for the farmers, making sure it's available for them. So that, I think, is very clear on that front. As regards capacity, we were definitely the first by a long shot, and especially in the private sector. After that, as you know, there is one more private sector plant that has come up, already started. There is another public sector unit that has started. There are three more public sector units which are expected to start between now and the next 6 months. So a total of our plant plus five more are already there. And then the government has also announced another plant. Yeah. So as I said, we've not just had our plant, but five other plants, two out of which two have come online, three are further expected to come online in the next 6 months or so, and another one which might take a bit longer. So substantial capacity on urea has been added.
So, I mean, even in your meetings, there is no chance of this getting liberalized or anything. So, because overall the trajectory of the government has been clear, moving mobile manufacturing to India. And, they are wanting to attack import substitutions first things first in manufacturing.
Yeah, I mean, Faisal, I really can't comment about what the government is thinking. This is an area also which is a bit different from mobiles. Mobiles is a very consumer product, free market, etc. Whereas the fertilizer industry is closely linked to the food security, the availability of fertilizer to farmers at an affordable price. So the dynamics are very different, and therefore it's very difficult to comment on government policy,
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving this opportunity. I just wanted to know what is the capacity utilization of 2 and 3 for the current quarter and 9 months of this year.
Which plant are you talking? Can you repeat which plant you're looking at?
Gadepan 1, 2 and 3.
Gadepan 1, 2 and 3 capacity utilization. In this quarter, the capacity utilization was for Gadepan 3 was 100%, and 1 and 2 was also more than 100% for both of those based on the reassessed capacity. So, I mean, if we've roughly produced, if I remember, 9 lakh tons?
Yeah, 8.646 is 100%.
No. Total production this quarter? 9 lakh tons. So, we've totally produced 9 lakh tons in this last quarter, and that is 3 lakh tons per month, which is roughly the full capacity.
Okay, and this 9 months this year?
For 9 months?
25.25 lakhs.
For 9 months, we produced 25 lakh tons, and our capacity utilization would be order of about 99%.
Okay. This 25 lakh is for all the three plants combined?
That's right.
It is 45.2, sir.
We must also see from availability. See, actually, we must see from availability, plants also go for maintenance. So, if we were to see from availability side, we are 100%.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who would like to ask questions, please press star, then one. The next question is on the line of Rohan Gupta from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, a couple of questions with the current rate on fertilizers and the current debt prices, how they are prevailing. Do you see that the government will be in position to meet this deficit? I think that they must provide close to 1.8 to 2 lakh crore rupees for the fertilizer subsidies, which is almost 80% increase than the last year. Though, I mean, we are just one day away from the budget. Do you see that there are chances that the delays from the government payment can be there and which can affect our working capital in the current scenario?
So, we will come to know tomorrow as the budget announcement happens on the fertilizer subsidy. And I guess that's the best thing for us to do is to wait, because any other, you know, you also read all the reports that come out in the newspapers. We also read that, but, you know, we can't hazard a guess. And therefore, I suggest whether before we start to answer any questions on shortage of fertilizer subsidy and impact on us, etc., let's wait till tomorrow. All I can say is what we have seen this year, that the government added almost 58,000 crores additional subsidy to their original budget estimate of 79,000 crores roughly, right? So that's a huge amount, and they have been pretty quick in disbursing that, so making it available. They have cleared the debt, the old subsidy dues in the previous financial year, as you all know, 65,000 or close to that the crores was allocated. So it appears to us that the stance of the government is to not have a subsidy to the fertilizer industry pending. That's all I can say right now, you know, from what we've seen in the last 2 years.
So if you can just provide what is the fertilizer subsidy pending by December?
We're giving the presentation.
What's the fertilizer subsidy pending for us till December?
Yeah.
It is there in the presentation.
I think it's there in the presentation, Rohan.
It is 3,077 crores.
About 3,000 crores.
Which we have received some.
Yeah, 1,500 crores.
We have received about 1,500 crores.
Yeah, out of that 3,000 odd crores, 1,500 crores plus has been received in January.
Okay, 1,500 crores has come in January. Okay. As a second, just clarification in your TAN plant. If you can give some sense that what is the gas pricing you have assumed for putting this plant for the IRR calculation for your internal purpose?
Now, let me answer that question to you in two parts. One is that we have looked at the gas price as an average over the past years. The reason for that, Rohan, is that it's unfair and incorrect to take the current very high gas prices, because this is an aberration year, right, where there was huge challenges on demand and supply in Europe, Russia, etc., which led to this kind of a situation on gas prices going up. So it's not right to base your business decisions on 1 year. So we have taken the average of the last 3 years. The second aspect that would be good for all of you to know is that with by the time we put up our plant, every supplier of ammonium nitrate in the country, or producer of every ammonium nitrate in the country, would be backward integrated to manufacturing of ammonia and therefore backward integrated to gas. Right? So it becomes a very sort of level playing field in terms of gas input cost of gas. Right? And therefore, if gas prices increase, that will be applicable to almost everybody.
Let me add, Rohan, here, that we have also, if we have reduced the price of gas, we have also taken lower realization. So at the end of the day, we have also normalized realization and also normalized the gas price.
Okay. Sir, because our pooled gas prices is primarily applicable for the urea production. So just because of the main element which you have taken, like, you know, the 3 months, last three years average when you're talking about, are you referring to Henry Hub gas prices or all the imported gas prices average in the country? Because the pool gas prices, I believe, won't be the right benchmark for the production of ammonia for the purpose of TAN, right?
Yeah, you're very knowledgeable, Rohan. That's right. We do take the pool gas price.
No, he's saying another.
No, the point here is that this is, as we have mentioned earlier, that this is arising out of a technical process to manufacture urea. Because there is a shortfall of carbon dioxide. If the plants are designed in a particular manner, we cannot but help produce this ammonia. So there is a certain policy around that pool gas price. The costing has been done according to that policy.
Okay, and all the ammonia surplus will be available only from our Gadepan 3 plants, right?
Yeah. Gadepan 1, 2, 3, all of them produce excess technical ammonia, right? That is an inherent design of not only our plants, but most ammonia urea complex plants. It's not specific to Chambal only.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet Age Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I missed on asking on the current MRP for DAP.
The current MRP for DAP is 24,000 rupees a ton or 2,000 rupees, sorry, 1,200 rupees a bag.
Sir, then in that case, we are not importing anything now. I mean, then we would not have any sales for the coming quarter till this subsidy hike is given.
Yeah, I mean, at this kind of MRP, as we know, while there was no formal letter, but the government had sort of informally put a cap on the MRP of DAP.
Okay. And so what are the current ammonia prices internationally?
Yeah, so Falguni, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so basically, we're not going to sell what we import at the MRP of 24,000. And the government...
Yes, sir.
Sorry, apologies. There seems to be some challenges with our line today. So, Falguni, what I was mentioning is that once the government announces the subsidies, then the MRPs will be re-examined, and it is not that the MRPs will necessarily continue at the current MRP.
Yes, I understand, sir. And sir, what are the current international prices for ammonia? That's all from my side.
So ammonia international prices are currently in the range of $800 to $900 per ton. It's just every week it sort of goes up and down, but let's say 900 plus minus dollars.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for everybody who's joined in and for all your questions and your keen interest. And I wish you all the very best. Hopefully we will now see the last of the COVID situation and look forward to interacting with you in the near future again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Chambal Fertilizers and Chemicals, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.